It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3, The Fan.
So there was a moment for the Padres this week that was just tailor-made for Eno Saris, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
As he joins us right now from The Athletic for his weekly segment. Eno, I had never seen this before, but Mike Schilt actually had to make a decision, like an NFL head coach on a made field goal, but the defense commits an offsides penalty. And you have to decide whether you take the points off the board to get the first down and go for the touchdown, or just take the run that was already in. Mike Schilt went for bases loaded, one out, and Manny Machado at the plate, but no runs in, versus one run in, but two outs, and just a runner at second base. The math seems to favor Mike Schilt, and certainly the results did as well. Good morning to you, Eno.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Yeah, that was a fascinating one. I did tweet about it and, you know, found some math supporting Schilt, I did also read some math that went against it. So,
really?
So to explain, like, there's a thing called run expectancy. So if you have a guy on second with one out, you expect to score a certain amount of runs. If you have a guy, if you have the bases loaded with two outs or one out or whatever, like, you expect there's a different level of, like, how many runs score in those situations. And in the two situations that he had a choice between, leaving himself with a chance at a third of a run, but already having banked a run. So that's 1.3 runs if you add it together.
Yep.
Bases loaded with one out is worth 1.5 runs, usually. So you say, okay, I take the 1.5 runs over the 1.3. However, the 1.3, you already banked one run.
Yes.
It's not a theoretical run. It's an actual run.
That one is that run that you scored.
Is the run that they would have scored, yes. So when you switch over to something called win expectancy, and it's the same thing as sort of run expectancy, except you just ask, in these situations, how often did the team win, right? He actually lowered the team's win expectation.
Ooh.
And that's because you actually get a run, you know, like, you put a run on the board. It's not a theoretical run. And so he lowered the win expectancy. However, the last part, and I heard Jesse Agler talking about this on the radio cast, I'm sure you guys have talked about this, is the soft component, the non-mathematical component, or the fact that these numbers do not account for the fact that Manny Machado is the guy
Yeah.
you're giving the chance to. And then Jesse was talking on the radio cast about how that also broadcasts confidence in the team
Yes.
to put the 1.5 theoretical runs on the board. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, given that it was Manny coming up, you feel like worst case scenario, sacrifice fly, and you get that one run back. But there's all the other better case scenarios, and, you know, he executed on one of those. So, I think it was a fascinating decision. I also think, you know, one thing that may not be captured is, you know, confidence. Like, in this part, you know, is not as much fun, but like, what's your confidence in your middle of your bullpen? And do you think you need more than one run? Or do you think one run's going to do it?
It's so weird because
he kind of went for more runs.
Well, yeah, it's so weird though, because this team to that point that day had a hard time scoring runs. So, I mean, he threw all of that out the window, and I was listening to them talk mm-hmm. about it on MLB Network, and I think it was Carlos Peña that said, what it does is it's a nice message in the clubhouse. And Schiltz has made no bones about the fact that he's going to believe. If they lose five straight, he's still going to believe in his players. That's just what he does. Mm-hmm. It could be lip service. He could be MFing them behind their backs. Who knows, right?
But it's hard to say, I believe in my players and then not run. Give them a chance to go out and do what he gave Manny a chance to do.
And he said things like that go, you know, speak volumes about it. And that's where the, now listen, in no way do I think Mike Schilt knew those numbers off the top of his head, or that they had a spreadsheet for him. I feel like that was 1,000%. Now, I will say, because I was out yesterday, I didn't get a chance to talk about it, so I'm frothing at the mouth. I will say that is about as from your gut that I've ever seen. And he did not hesitate. He's like, put him back, Manny, you're up. It was brilliant. I mean, it really was. And there's an infallible way to know that it was the right decision. It worked. Infallible. An infallible way. It worked. And it worked really well, and we won that game. It was awesome.
That's not the right way to do it.
Yes, it is! It works!
Eno's entire career model is based on the opposite of that statement, Woods.
So good. So good.
But, you know, another thing that's fun about it is just, like, you think about this in opposition to, like, Gabe Kapler. Like, you're talking about, like, I'm sure, you know, Gabe Kapler was mostly, you know, said nice things about his players, you know, in press conferences. But then what does he do with his players is kind of muck around with them, you know,
yeah.
Like, have these, like, really intense strategies. That might have made the players feel like he doesn't trust them. Like, if you're Sean Manaea, you know, last year on the Giants, you feel like your manager doesn't trust you at all.
Correct.
Because you sometimes go in for an inning, sometimes you go for three, sometimes it's a spot start, sometimes you're an opener. Like, you don't know what your manager thinks of you at all. You know, and so Schilt looks like he's a little bit more on the opposite end of that, where he's like, I'm gonna depend on you. I'm gonna put you in the position to succeed, hopefully, but also like I'm gonna it's up to you.
Talking to Eno Saris from The Athletic, our Smart Baseball segment, and one thing that's important in baseball analytics, Eno, is sample size. You know, over a very short period of time, an average player can look like an MVP, and an MVP can look like a terrible baseball player. Usually, the more numbers you get, the more accurate and representative it is. So, you wrote this week about some of the early returns on some players that seem to be trending better than before. And one you brought up was Jake Cronenworth. He made you look smart yesterday with his grand slam to help the Padres win. Another one I want to ask you about, though, is the early returns on Jurickson Profar, because we're all stunned by this. He's now over 100 at-bats. He's hitting .342 very consistently. Now, those numbers, the behind-the-numbers numbers aren't quite that good, as BABIP and things say there should be some regression. But when you look at Jake and Jurickson, you know, how real is what they're doing so far this season?
Well, you know, I'd try to look at numbers that are more meaningful in small samples. And so when I look at his line, there are some things that are really good, which is he's barreling the ball at about a rate that would be the second best.
This is Jake first?
No.
This is Jurickson. Okay.
So he's barreling the ball a little bit better than usual. He's barreling the ball about the same way as he did in Oakland when he hit 20 homers. So, you know, this could be a season where he hits 18, 19, 20 homers, and that would be one of his best seasons. The other thing that I really like is that the walk and strikeout numbers are probably the best combo of his career. It's the best walk rate of his career. And it's not necessarily the best strikeout rate of career, but it's one of his better ones, and his swing strike rate is good. So those are numbers that are meaningful in small samples. So even if, you know, the batting average on balls in play says that he's lucky, I don't think anybody really thinks he's going to hit .342 for the year. I think he will hit on the upper end of his batting averages, so you could expect maybe like a .260 going forward. you can expect like a 330, 340 on base percentage. Those are both better than his career numbers. I think you could probably even expect like a 400 slugging or better. That's better than his career numbers. So I think we're headed to one of his better years. And for what it's worth, I didn't expect it. You know, after a poor year last year that saw him sort of bounce around, I thought he was on the downward slope of his career. This is a really nice season for him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It has been, and Crony has been great. I mean, he really has. He's changed. He admitted in the offseason, you know, he had a lot of work to do. He put in the work. Funny, Paulie and I were actually at a cage the other day with a guy that has hit with Cronenworth before and had him come into his cages and was immediately like, you see this? He's down. He's ready. His hands are in a better position. Tell us about what you've learned looking at this year as opposed to last.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the best barrel rate of his career, and it's almost triple what it was last year. So I'm not saying he's going to hit 30 homers instead of 10, but he's definitely going to hit 20, 25 homers this year. I think it's going to be his best year of his career. I mean, at 30, that's a little bit late, but, you know, you get guys that are late bloomers. And one thing that, like, he always brought was the contact rate. And power can sometimes come a little bit later. And I think that's just because if you listen to the way Jackson Merrill speaks or like other people that make great contact, you know, sometimes you just feel like, oh, well, I can touch any ball, right? So I can swing at any ball.
Or, yes.
You know, sometimes you make less than ideal contact.
Or
like something that might get you a base hit, but not a double, you know?
Dude, that's so funny. It's exactly what I was talking to him about. And he said the guys that are like have good hands and good contact rate, if they're out in front just a little bit, you're so tempted because you know you can get bat to ball that you take a bad swing, you make bad contact. He's in such a better hitting position this year, and you're seeing it. He's not fouling those. He's ready early. Like, he's not fouling those heaters that he was missing last year straight back. And he fouled off so many hittable pitches last year. He's not missing them this year. It's just been a delight to watch.
Yeah, no, it's a coming together of things. And, you know, it's really hard to tell who's going to turn into, like, a C.J. Abrams and who's going to just kind of do what Stephen Kwan has been doing, like just continue to make soft contact. For what it's worth, I think Jackson Merrill has it in him, too, to add power as he goes. Yeah. I don't know how many he's going to hit this year, but I think a peak Jackson Merrill season might look like a Jake Cronenworth, but like in center field, you know.
The opposite end of the spectrum, Eno, for the Padres is obviously Xander Bogaerts, a player who has always had good barrel rates and has hit lots of extra bases and is doing none of that this season. I hope those numbers aren't telling of what we can expect from Xander in the future, but what have you kind of seen in terms of Xander's lack of production?
Yeah, it's weird because he worked on bat speed in the offseason, but he hasn't hit the 111s and 112s in terms of exit velocity that he has in the past. So far, he hasn't hit a ball that hard. He hasn't hit a ball over 110 so far. So his barrel rate's down a little bit, but and the hard hit rate is really down. I mean, he's normally around 40%. Right now, he's at 24%. So, you know, one thing that does happen, and I've noticed this with pitchers, is let's say you're a pitcher and you add a pitch or you get a velo bumped. Sometimes it's hard to then command it. You know, you have to maybe sometimes, like one thing I was looking at was sometimes in the second year of adding a new pitch is when you really take off. And I think that's like feel, you know. So if he's changed some things, maybe there's just him trying to find that feel again. The reason I think he can do it is he's whiffing at about the same rate as normal. So that the kind of bat to ball, the what we've been talking about, the hit tool, that's there. I don't know if the power will be there this year, but he's going to get it going and have another sort of 320 stretch, with the batting average. He's going to get to like, you know, 12, 15 homers, I'm sure. And he's going to be really important for this team. I think it's maybe just sort of getting to know himself again.
Woods also had a question from earlier, and you seem like the ideal person to ask because of your sandwich expertise. Have you ever eaten at the Earl of Sandwich?
At Disneyland.
No,
he's had no experience there either. All right, well.
It's downtown Disney. I always see it, but I'm always full, or it's too early when I get there. It just stares right in the face. The tram drops you off. You're about to walk in, and Earl of Sandwich.
It's a good name. Undoubtedly a good name.
Yeah, you like sandwiches a lot. All right.
What's the best chain sandwich place?
Yeah, what is your
sandwich
favorite chain?
Expert, you know?
I guess I like Ike's.
You know? Ike's,
Ike's is
solid.
Ike's is good. They name their sandwiches after famous sports people sometimes. So
yeah, I know you like
that's always entertaining.
Yeah. We have like a Matt Cain locally. Yeah.
No Eno Saris yet, though.
No, that one. We did do a really fun one in New York that was... We ended up calling it the Bulgogi Apparatus, which is a fish reference. I just came back from the fish at the Sphere in Vegas.
Yeah. Yep, incredible.
And it was bulgogi. It was basically a bulgogi
Korean barbecue beef.
Sandwich. Yeah, Korean barbecue beef with like shredded lettuce, shredded pickled ginger. It was really, really good. It was like on a soft loaf.
I know what I'm getting for lunch today. A delicious sandwich.
Yeah. You're getting round table pizza.
No, that's true.
We've got a round table this morning, so that's what you're getting. Eno, as always,
Thank you, buddy. Crushed it.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
Eno Saris, our Smart Baseball segment brought to you by 7 Mile Casino. And
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.